We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni. Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
This is how we seal the final hour together. We chat to some of Mpumalanga's trendsetters, game changers. I'm talking about the individuals that are willing to try. They're willing to start while the rest of us sit at home thinking, can I, should I? They figure it out. They get up and they do it. And this afternoon, Movers and Shakers takes us all the way to the highveld of Mpumalanga in the beautiful town of Middelburg, where we find Ntuthuko Simanyoni, a.k.a. Mluga. I'm talking about a civil servant in the Steve Shredelo municipality turned event organizer, hashtag promoter and founder of Mtoni Hangout Sessions. Ntuthuko, good afternoon and welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you and to all the viewers and listeners.
Well, thank you for joining us. I really love profiling individuals that do the things that a lot of us think about doing, but we never get to doing. And I think event organizing is one of those things. It's the festive season. A lot of people will have brilliant ideas, but they will struggle to start. And then there are individuals like yourself who have weathered the storm. You come across challenges, but you keep on going. Let us in on how you even got started, because you have a day job, but here you are starting a whole movement with the Mtoni Hangout Sessions. Ufike njani lapho?
Yeah, no, ufike ukuthi, like, you know, most of the times I was like an outgoing person, right? So you attend a lot of events. Actually, I love traveling a lot. So you get to go to these places, you see a lot of beautiful events, and that's actually what inspired this thing. Inspired by a lot of events. I would refer to one in which in Kenyagi, it used to be called the Neighborhood Market. So, you know, my figure that, but the vibe and everything was just so cool. I was like, no, man, you know, I can actually try and do something like this, right? And, you know, being Muntu who was organizing, I'm a party, like a Spanish, you know, those, and they turn out to be like a success. And then you hear people like, no, man, you know what? You are good at this thing. So why don't you just, you know, pursue it, right?
So when I tell you, Sabandu isn't those alcohol, it's your forte, it's what you do.
Yeah, you can say that.
Now, how do you deal with the challenge of your community supporting you? Because I think a lot of people, not even just event organizers, bandula bathengisa kudla, musicians, artists, vocalists, usually complain with, my community was not supporting me. How did you deal with that? How did you get your community to support you and buy into your idea?
Yeah, so like, in terms of my work, I deal with a lot of people, everyone. So, you know, when you relate to people in that manner, you know, they get to know and understand, like, in community, we need to hold each other and uphold, and support each other, everyone. So we get to talk, and I think the main purpose of it now is being events, people will come to the events, but showcases their own talents, their own business skills, right? So it actually uplifting the community, right? Then, like, you know, thinking, hey, there are no opportunities there. And then, obviously, there will be people there who can see your craft, right?
I think that's the best part of events, the job creation that comes with it. As much as it's not permanent, but the opportunity layer at that particular time to be earning something is a major, major thing.
Exactly.
Now, how do you manage to balance work and events? Because I think a lot of people struggle with balancing lama side hustles and then their actual professional job. How have you managed to balance the two?
Honestly, I can't say with the credit it's due to me alone, because I've actually got a team that I work with, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we sit, we meet, we discuss, brainstorm ideas, Ivan.
Mm.
So I have a board that I work with, you know, we plan and decide this thing. So it balances figure lap, because everything actually is not with the pressure, it's only alone, right? But I mean, I have this belief, which, you know, two heads are better than one. So my ideas with you, mom, some my, you know, they are brilliant ideas, right? But so I don't believe which, hey, I'm a jack of all trades and everything, you know. I believe which slangane, discuss, and then we decide as a team. Because as a team, we can achieve more than umuntu oyedwa.
That's true. But umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. It's a people thing. Yeah, it's a people thing.
Yes. So ibalance ivelifike lapho.
I love it. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm gonna personalize it to you right now. You know, being the founder of the Mtoni Hangout Sessions, I remember 1 year. You guys didn't have the event, if I'm not mistaken, because of the weather. And before that, there was COVID. How do you keep a dream alive when you are coming across so many challenges and so many obstacles? What has kept you believing in this movement?
Honestly, I would say it's the support that the people give. You know, it's like people would be like, hey, as you have mentioned, we've been through COVID, the weather. But yet people would be like, you know what, we want this thing, right? Please do it, right? So literally it keeps us pushing and, you know, to come up with good ideas, good concepts, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, it's all due to I'm a supporter's rate, I'm a follower's rate. Like, the love they give us is just so great.
I love it.
I love that.
If you just joined us, it's your Rise FM Weekend Afternoons. I'm Sibo, and I'm chatting to Untutuko all the way from Middleburg. It's hashtag movers and shakers. We're not finished. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, Untutuko, we're going to play a little game of Never Have I Ever. We just want to get to know you a bit better, okay? We're getting into hashtag movers and shakers, I beg your pardon. We're getting into Never Have I Ever. I don't know why I'm nervous. It's usually my guests that are nervous because they are afraid I'm going to ask very dirty questions. But me, I'm not like that. My parents taught me better. So, Ntutuko, we're going to play a game of Never Have I Ever. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to let us know if you have ever or if you have never within 1 minute. Are you ready?
No, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hey, I love the confidence. I hope you'll be able to stand the heat. All right.
Don't drink too much heat.
I'll try to be good. Okay, we are starting now. Never have I ever broken a bone.
Never.
Never have I ever Googled myself.
Ever.
You have?
I have, actually.
I wonder what you found.
No, I was just curious with what would come up, actually.
I'm going to Google you, actually. I should do that. Next one. Never have I ever sent a dirty text to the wrong person.
Never.
Ay, okay, foolish. Yo. Never have I ever seen a ghost.
Ever.
Never have I ever been kissed by a stranger.
Never.
Ntutuko, let my hangout sessions. I'm a tipozigwe.
Nick, I'm forever busy, you know, in the background, taking it, everything is fine, you know.
Oh, I guess they behave.
I think so.
The 1 minute is up. Before I let you go, what has been your goal, you know, in events organizing, you know, having the Mtoni Hangout Sessions? What's that one thing that you always must achieve is the driving force behind you having your events?
Yeah, you know, one thing, actually, I'm still even trying to achieve,
Mm.
I wouldn't say I'm there yet, but then it's actually having a good event where people can actually, you know, network and, you know, like it works as a base for self-development, everyone working network, you know, exchange ideas and, you know, do business. Yeah, it depends on, you know, it depends on, I'm fully with the event, it's just about fun, but it must actually be something that people can benefit from, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that. Yeah. I think as young people, we all want to get into business. We want to have the conversations, but we don't have the platforms to have those conversations. And most often, we have them at Groove Valley. That's where we start having the conversation. So I really, really like that. And on that note, Ntutuko, thank you so much for joining us. I wish you all the best. And before I let you go, very quickly, where do we connect with you? Maybe someone is listening and feels like Ntutuko can be my mentor. Where do we find you?
No, I'm actually on Facebook, Ntutuko Spanyo Nimluga. Mm-hmm. You can actually DM me on that, and then receiving a number, the 081, it's there on the poster for the event, the upcoming event I'm having this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On the poster, there's a number there. People can just, you know, text me on WhatsApp on it as well. And then we can communicate from there.
Fantastic. That was Ntutuko, founder of Mtoni Hangout Sessions. If you want to connect with him, really, mentorship is a thing. I'm not just saying it. Connect yourself with him. That's how we wrap it up. That's how we wrap up the show. Happy Saturday.